Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A Canadian couple made their first appearances in Oneida County Circuit Court Wednesday to face charges of elder abuse. 71-year-old William Jones and 57-year-old Susan Travers Jones were arrested last week. Investigators say the two abused the woman's parents at a home in Pelican Lake. Susan Travers Jones is scheduled to return to court next month. Both are free on bond. The Oneida County Lakes and Rivers Association has a list of action items they would like to see done in 2019 to help protect county waters. Association President Bob Martini says the group has a list they would like to see local and state politicians do this year. While there isn't much in the way of dairy farm agriculture here, it could happen, and Martini says the group is concerned there's little protection.
Having an ordinance, a shoreline zoning ordinance for confined animal feedlot operations. We still don't have one in Oneida County. If one applied here, we really wouldn't have any grounds for controlling or providing conditions of operation like they have in most other counties.
Animal waste runoff has become a major issue in some parts of the state. Another key point, he says, is the county's mining ordinance passed last summer.
Now, when the ordinance was passed, it was under a time constraint, and there was a lot of short-cutting going on at Oneida County Lakes and Rivers, and others have at least a dozen fixes for that ordinance that really make sense for the people in Oneida County. Some of them are purely financial, some are environmental, some are procedural, some are equity issues. But they can be made pretty easily, and as far as we can tell, there's no effort at all to revise that ordinance.
He says they're also looking forward to working with the new DNR secretary and the return of science to policy decisions. And speaking of shoreland zoning, this morning Attorney General Brad Schimmel issued a formal opinion on shoreland zoning regarding some property in the town of Sugar Camp. We'll have more on that story coming up later today. And also, we'll also have a story later today of a giant indoor estate sale at the famed Crystal Rock Roller Rink, 5 miles west of Rhinelander on Highway 8, that included some memorabilia from the late Buddy Holly and Johnny Cash. We'll have more on those two stories coming up later. Two judges on the Wisconsin Appeals Court are running for the state Supreme Court, being vacated by the retirement of Justice Shirley Abrahamson. Liberals are backing Judge Lisa Neubauer, and conservatives are behind Judge Brian Hagedorn. Although justices are officially nonpartisan, the state court currently has 4 conservative-leaning and 3 liberal-leaning justices. Wednesday was the deadline for candidates to file for the April 2nd election. And the Wisconsin Court of Appeals sided with prosecutors by rejecting a request by Stephen Avery's attorney for the testing of human remains. Avery and his nephew are serving life sentences for the 2005 murder of photographer Teresa Halbach. Attorney Kathleen Zellner contends the remains found in another location are Halbach's. Avery and Brendan Dassey were found guilty based in part on bones found in a burn pit on the family's property. And organizers with the Jacksonport Polar Bear Club estimate 600 people from 24 states joined them for a cold swim in Lake Michigan Tuesday. The temperature was 22 degrees in Door County, and the water wasn't much warmer at 32 degrees. The event has been held on New Year's Day for the last 33 years. The forecast, look for temperatures to be near 30 degrees this afternoon. Cloudy skies gradually becoming more sunny. Then tonight, partly cloudy, low 24. Friday, partly sunny, high 39. Could see 41 on Saturday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.